Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, from sidelines to superstars, the hands-on sports program changing how Queensland students see disability. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Caroline Bird, game changer at Sporting Wheelies. And we have Caroline on the line. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thanks for having me. Yeah, thank you.
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And you're based where?
I'm here in Brisbane on Quandamooka Country. Lovely. So out by Bayside near Cleveland.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. So, in regard to the title here, from sidelines to superstars, hands-on sports program changing how Queensland students see disabilities. And we're talking about the title of the program, Raising the Bar.
Yes, that's right. So the Raising the Bar program is what we do here at Sporting Wheelies. Mm. And the long and the short of it is we come into schools and we have we run sport programs, mainly wheelchair basketball, goalball, boccia, para powerlifting, run by athletes and people with lived experience of disability, in hopes that we can teach students more about what it's like to live with disability and to challenge those preconceived notions and perceptions of what disability is like.
So this is taken through the schools, of course, yes?
Yes. So we come to you. We come to your school.
Well, of course, you've promoted it, marketed it. It's out there. Schools are aware of you. Do they contact you or do you reach out? Or how does that work?
Yes, so the schools can contact us directly at Sporting Wheelies. So if you put that into your search engine and look for Raising the Bar program, otherwise you can get in contact via email. Get in contact with us and have us come to you.
Fantastic. How did you become Game Changer at Sporting Wheelies? And that's the title of your position, isn't it? Game Changer at Sporting Wheelies.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, so my title is Game Changer. So I was originally, I played goalball with Sporting Wheelies.
Yes.
And so Sporting Wheelies runs the goalball program here in Brisbane.
Yes.
And so through that program, I was given the opportunity to come along and join the Game Changers program. Good. So that's how I found it.
Fantastic. How have your personal experiences with disability shaped your passion for inclusive sports?
Oh, well, that's a great question. When I was growing up as a kid, my mum and my sister were really into netball. But unfortunately, as someone with a vision impairment, that was a sport that I found quite difficult to play.
Yes.
And so wasn't able to be included in regular netball seasons or play regular sport. So when I found goalball, this was a sport that I was able to participate in. And so I really want to spread that passion and awareness for adaptive and modified sports for students of not just anyone with disability, but all students.
Yeah, fantastic.
So that they can participate in the health and lifestyle benefits of sport.
Exactly. Now, what do you believe are the biggest misconceptions about disability in school sports?
Yeah, I think the biggest misconceptions is that students with disability can't participate in sport.
This is not the case.
They might. Students with a disability might not be able to. They might not be able to participate traditionally like an able-bodied student will. Mm. But with a bit of thinking outside of the box, with a bit of modification or adaptation, they can participate just as well yes. as every other student.
Yes.
And it just requires a little bit of tweaking, a little bit of thinking.
And as you communicate with the schools, what do you think the most important lessons students take away from the program?
That's a really great question. I think I think for all students, it gives them a really good insight into what disability is about and
sure.
how it's not so much different from themselves.
Yep.
And I hope that when they see someone in a wheelchair down at the shops, that it gives them a better understanding of what they're going through and that they're just like you and me,
exactly.
just like everybody else. And hopefully that creates a better, more inclusive world.
Yeah, fantastic. So what advice would you give to schools that want to improve inclusivity in sports, you reckon?
Yeah, I think just giving things a go, asking what your student wants, what they need,
mm-hmm.
and being led by the student and by their, their close contacts and their supports.
Yes.
To find out what they're passionate about and how they can participate. But in general, being able to try different sports, you know, come and hire us, bring us into your schools, try things other than just your traditional footy, rugby league and all that kind of stuff. And
sure.
just think outside the box is the most, I think,
exactly.
the best thing.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing, and a big shout-out to your team, to all the students out there, all the high schools out there. Look, take it on board. Primary schools as well, I would think too, Caroline, yes?
Yes, we do prep to 12.
Good,
we
fantastic.
Even do corporate sessions with adults and teachers.
Lovely, beautiful. Well, love the work you're doing. So Raising the Bar, that's the program. A big shout out to your team there. Keep doing what you're doing. All the best to you. Keep smiling, and we'll talk soon, Caroline.
Yeah, no worries, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, Caroline Baird, her name is. Game Changer at Sporting Wheelies. So that's her title, Game Changer Sporting Wheelies, talking about raising the bar. Fantastic program to increase awareness of para sport and break down the barriers for young people with disability. So they're going to the schools and educating the students and regarding how to look and respect and look at people with disability. And just accept them as they are. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black, your program, Mob. And big shout out to all your deadly mob. Hope you have a deadly day. National Talk Black.
Tamarindo, kuya la jara. Yabamolo, uluru ye ai. Tamarindo, kuya la jara. Bamolo, Bululu, yeah. down. Ooh, no respect.
Talk Black.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a baller on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candid delight, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wanted you to kick it with a fine young baller like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this baller's coming at you above
man,
all the
man, I'm Ali. Amor is gay. Carry along. Kotaka mer karim. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Mena manali. Amor is gay. Kari alam. Kotaka mer karim.
mena manali marim natagri. My love, I need you, honest I do. Manali, Almor is gay, curry alarm, Kotaka mer, curry. Mena Manali, Marim Natagri. My love, I need you, honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
We trip all up, one name you make it. Girl, will you, none of all of you take him. I wanna take him, but him look Brazil. Him cafe, so say six, so Brazil. Hey, look out, are you no make it this kind? I go mother try him all at one time. Try him, look out, I might him gaman. If him go look, you go mother get the eye. Call it, I try from kissy all kind gama. I take him go, I say get the hand from ama. If I get a white one, I'm a no light. I'm all to fix skin mask got black. I go get a black girl, I'm a okay. If I can't find a one, I'm a which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'm a go lose a head, call him, I go lose a mind. I go kiss a gamma win, you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go want to carry you, make you swap a seat. Find a lover in a bala that will never break your heart. So get you up, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a brother on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candy delight, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. No wonder if you could...
You're listening to National Talk Black.
Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Now, rural and regional Australians face the highest fire risk, experts warn, while firefighters are invaluable in protecting communities during natural disasters. Emergency services often need to travel considerable distances to respond to house fires in rural and regional areas. In these critical moments, a working smoke alarm and a home escape plan can provide life-saving seconds for residents to make it out safely. We're down to catch up and yarn with John Griffith, Queensland Manager and Fire Safety Expert at Brooks Australia. And we have John on the line. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, it is that time of year and we need to be safe in all areas. So just shed some light on what things that we can do there, please, John.
Look, it's really important, Trevor. I know you've had a lot of rain up there, but it's really interesting the way that how quickly it can change from one extreme to another. And it's just really important, especially in remote and rural communities.
Yes.
They face their own challenges due to the geographical isolation they have, making it harder for the emergency services to get there. And if there is an emergency, say, in a community or in your own house, it could take them some long distances to get there, so it could be a while before you get any assistance.
Sure. So we need to do what we need to do, especially when we're talking about rural and regional Australians.
Oh, look, definitely, Trevor. Look, one of the most important things that everyone needs to work on is to have a really good, effective emergency plan. And that's not just about having an escape plan to get out of the house, but also a plan to get away from a possible bushfire that could be near you.
Well, we're talking about just in 2-3 minutes, a small fire can engulf a room, can it not?
Oh, exactly, Trevor. And that's where the danger of it, also how important smoke alarms are for everybody. And it's really important that they make sure that they test their smoke alarms, you know, at least monthly to make sure that they're working. And very important, just for, like we talked about with the escape plan, make sure that the family can get out safely and quickly.
Fantastic. So have you got a webpage someone mob can go to?
We do, mate. Look, there's lots of things in the Brooks webpage, mate. You can either, if you want to look at some local fire stuff, maybe look at your local QFES or state government. But otherwise, please go on our website at brooks.com.au. There's plenty of things out there for you about working out an escape plan, doing your monthly testing of your smoke alarms, and giving you some really good resources to help you get away and keep safe.
Beautiful. John, thank you very much. We need that information. Thank you for sharing. All the best to your team. And we'll talk soon,
good
mate.
No worries, Trev. Good talking to you again, mate. Take care.
Okay, John. Bye-bye. There it is. John Griffith, the Queensland manager and fire safety expert at Brooks Australia. Do check out their webpage, all the w's.brooks.com.au, and regarding the things that you need to do to protect yourself. As he says, it's hard for rural and regional Australians. Time, the distance is the factor. And within 2-3 minutes, a small fire can engulf a room. So we need to do what we need to do, make sure smoke alarms are set and what have you, and have a escape plan as well. So very important to protect your family in this time. The heat is on. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black.
Driving me crazy as I walk the lonely streets of Old Tamworth. How I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo droning in the night, where the crobberies are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city. And the taste of porcupine. I see my brothers and my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. How I wish that I was back here.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Marasong, Marasong Productions. When I was a young boy, I used to ask my old man, Daddy, can you learn me Badu song? They say, wah, wah, you know, forget my boy, you lack them Badu man. I say, and speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German March.
Oh,
German Masigona.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say, Nyan Up Strong. Now, OPEN, which is the Olden Persons Advocacy Network, OPAN, has welcomed Interim First Nations Aged Care Commissioner report. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Elsa Jewis, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander advocate with OPEN. With ADA Australia, we have Elsa on the line. Elsa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Okay. Well, Cairns is my stomping ground. Grew up and went to school in Cairns, went to Trinity Bay. So hello to all the Trinity Bay ones out there. But my mum's side, I'm Wutati up in the Cape.
Yeah.
And Boigu, Torres Strait Islander. So born on Thursday Island, kicked about around Cairns and lived my life in Canberra and now residing in Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
But never forget home.
Lovely. Never forget home. Thank you. Now, you're the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander advocate with OPEN and ADA Australia. We're talking about OPEN welcomes the First Nations Aged Care Commissioner report. And look, this is a step forward for the sector, is it not?
Yes, it is. And it's an exciting time for us because the commissioner that's there at the moment is an Indigenous lady herself.
Mm.
So she's the interim commissioner until next year, until June 26th, 2026. And some of her key findings, may I start with that?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, some of the key findings that have come out of the report is the lack of cultural safety.
Yeah.
Some of the barriers and the effects that it has on our stolen generation survivors when they're entering into an aged care facility.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of them, and I've experienced where some of them have said, look, Gilly, I've grown up in an institution, now I'm going to die in an institution.
Mm.
What do you say to that?
Sure.
And it's even hard for me to reply to that.
Exactly.
The complaint process is difficult. The disconnection to country, the lack of getting the stories from our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, which can help form policies and programs. So there's a lack of information that's coming back from the communities to say how they're suffering, how they're not getting the support in aged care, how they're not getting their needs met.
Mm.
Also, the trauma around healing, you know, like from their past experiences. And I well know that from my experience and my elders, you know, they grew up under the Chief Protector Act.
Yes.
So for them to be able to make decisions, it can be difficult for them to make those decisions.
Of course.
So as an advocate, well, there is a program, some may be on it and some may not be on it, which is My Aged Care Program.
Mm.
So as an advocate, I can give that voice to our elders or our community to ensure that they're getting the care that they need through that government incentive.
So very, very important. And look, when we talk about elders, it comes with our culture, but it's sad. Sometimes we're losing that that knowledge or that respect, so to speak, especially our young ones coming through. And we need to bring it back to the table, don't we?
Yeah, and you know, we need to bring it back to the table, but that's not government's responsibility.
No, sure, that's right, exactly.
That comes back with it's our own responsibility.
Yes.
We've got to raise our pickney well enough to sit down and listen for our elders.
Mm.
So, you know, sometimes we feel to that responsibility or that right for us to have them conversations in our own home are taken away from us.
Sure.
Because, you know, our elders are exhausted too. Some of our elders are carers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do we take time out
exactly
to be with them?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. And then the government side of it, yes, so as we're talking about the commissioner's report here, another gap we need to close in so many ways.
Yeah. And that's one of the recommendations is that they work in partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as a priority as that part of that national agreement for closing the gap.
Mm.
Another recommendation is that we appoint a permanent commissioner, not just an interim commissioner. We appoint a permanent commissioner. Also out of that, there are 27 urgent actions.
Yes.
That have come from that report. And if I can name a couple of those actions, a few
please
of those actions is to provide cultural safe training. to staff when they're working with our people, old people.
Yes.
Also, not just that, but with the disconnection to country, allow them to go back to country. That's choice.
Mm.
So under the My Aged Care, they have rights. They have legislated rights, our people. And that goes not just to our elders, non-Indigenous elders, it's to all elders. They have
all
rights.
All elders, exactly.
Mm. They have rights.
And then we talk about the sad space, elder abuse. In all forms, you know, financial, physical, sexual, what have you, that in itself has to be looked at very seriously.
Yeah, and this comes back to bringing that discipline back in our own homes.
Yep.
Telling our children it's not right. You know, we understand our elders. I know I'm a grandmother myself.
Yes, yes.
So we feel sometimes we have an obligation. This is just an example that we have obligation, or we could give them $5. You know, when we see grannies, we could give them $5.
Mm.
But then our grannies get the gist of, oh, we can ask for any money. So that $5 goes up to 50.
Sure.
Goes up to 100.
Yes.
It increases, eh?
Yes. It becomes
so
a platform for get the buck air for my grandmother. Yes.
But you know, our elders got every right to say no.
Exactly.
And feel safe in their own home.
Yes.
So, you know, when I go out and do advocacy work with my clients, the thing for me is, you know, I help them with navigating the system, navigating My Aged Care, but I always leave them with one question. When I leave your home today, can you ensure me or can you let me know, are you safe?
Yes. Yeah,
now, that's
exactly.
Just a simple question that
simple
we have
question,
to start
of course,
using
of course.
In our own homes. Visiting our elders, visiting anybody. When I leave you, you could be safe.
Wow.
And that's from physical, you know, emotional, sexual, financial, all kinds of abuse. Because as Indigenous families too, we don't talk about them things because it's shame, mate.
Shame, yeah, but we need to ask that question, very important question.
Yeah.
There's communication.
We need to raise that voice. We need to say to our elders, it's all right to talk about them things because there are ways and means that we can help navigate it.
So powerful.
We can put safety measures in place.
Exactly. How long have you been in your role there, sis?
I've been here 4 years and I absolutely love it.
Good
I
on
think
you.
The role found me.
The role found you. There it is.
It
thank
found
you.
Me.
That's right. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, you speak with so much passion, and thank you very much for sharing. A big shout out to Open and Ada. And look, fantastic. First Nations Aged Care Commissioner report is on the table. And yeah, you need to massage that and bring it to fruition. Yes.
Thank you. And can I leave my love and thoughts to my family and kids and the surrounding community?
Beautiful.
And thank you so much, Trevor, for giving me the opportunity.
All the best, my darling. You take care, eh? God bless.
Take care. Okay.
Yawal.
Yawal.
Beautiful yarn there. Elsa Jewis, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander advocate with Open and with Ada Australia. And Open welcomes interim First Nations Aged Care Commissioner report. The Old Persons Advocacy Network, Open. And look, very important space, talking about our elders, looking after our elders and all facets and closing gaps there as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours, to Delhi Mob. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
There's nothing I would rather be than to be an Aborigine and what you take my precious land away. For nothing gives me greater joy than to watch you fill each girl and boy with superficial existential shit.
what heaven must be like. Where moth and rust do not corrupt, when I die I'll now be going up, cause you know that I've had my hell on earth.
John gave us ten commandments, we know we are informed.
Judgment's day is coming, you're always being warned.
There's
yeah. National Talk Black.
Sea levels to rise. Delay in global action will jeopardize the small amount of time we have left. To secure our island life into the future, Gasamana!
Their island
Yo, yo, yo. Ari B in the house.
What's up?
We have Calico Man,
Elijah the Prophet, Just Jammo,
BSK, Bala Sound Killer, and Truth, baby.
Every time we're running through Cairns, when we are here, we listen to 98.7 FM. Brat.
You speaking far north, you better say the ballers. Ain't no one above us, whether hate it or love it. We've been here for a second, wait a minute, we come.